It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So a few months ago, ever since Cassie filed that lawsuit against Diddy, 50 Cent has been on a social media rampage against him. And his onslaught further continued as more and more disturbing allegations started to come out about Diddy. Now, I believe that everything that 50 Cent has been doing and has been saying about Diddy is fair game and justified, right? So for this episode, what I really want to do is I want to cover why 50 Cent has been going at Diddy and then also briefly share my thoughts on the legal situation itself. So when 50 Cent was an artist on the come up, you know, we already know the story about him being under Jam Master Jay, getting signed to Columbia Records, getting shot 9 times, and then being dropped from the label, right? And then he later on had a resurgence in the mixtape scene, and he became a highly sought-after talent. But the issue, right, or the beginning of his issue with Diddy, it really starts from the fact that Diddy wanted to actually sign him to Bad Boy at the time when 50 Cent was this mixtape star who was emerging in the game. But because of what happened with Biggie and the whole reputation of violence and aggression that 50 Cent represented, you know, he didn't want any part of it. So ultimately, it just didn't work out between them, you know, from a music business standpoint, right? So in that situation, Diddy was really just playing the role of a gatekeeper, right? But it worked out in 50 Cent's favor since he ended up signing with Dr. Dre and Eminem, and the rest has been history. But that gatekeeping that Diddy was doing, I'm sure that it left some resentment within 50 Cent. And I think it's rightfully so and justified for him to hold some kind of resentment. But it doesn't really end there, right? So, like I said, 50 signed with Dr. Dre and Eminem, and he established himself as really the biggest artist in the world at that time. And he was building out G-Unit, right? So in his effort to build up G-Unit, he ended up connecting with Mace, right, who wanted to make his comeback in hip-hop. Now, we all know the story about Mace, right, that he was a premier artist and one of the biggest artists in the world when he was on Bad Boy Records. But then he abruptly retired, and then, you know, along the way of his retirement, he decided to pursue a career in becoming a pastor. And then he had a brief comeback in 2004 with Welcome Back, right? And then after that, his career went on a bit of a pause, no pun intended, if you know, you know. But he ended up getting connected back with 50 Cent in 2005, and he wanted to sign with G-Unit, and 50 wanted to sign Mace to G-Unit. However, the only thing is, Diddy still had the rights to Mace, right? And when 50 Cent approached him to buy out Mace and to be able to get the rights to him, Diddy said that he would sell it to 50 for $2 million. Now, at the time, 50 Cent thought that $2 million was a steep asking price. But the bottom line is, Diddy was doing business in bad faith. And he knew that he was doing business in bad faith. And 50 Cent knew that he was doing business in bad faith. So this only further soured their already icy relationship, right? And speaking of relationships, another factor that we have to consider in is that 50 Cent was previously in a relationship with Daphne Joy, right? With whom they share a child together, Sire. Now, they had their relationship from about 2010 to 2012. So essentially, Daphne Joy is 50 Cent's ex, right? So after this relationship, she then gets into a relationship with Diddy that we now know is really just her being his personal bedroom fun worker, if you guys know what I mean. So you factor in all of these things, and it's understandable to see why 50 Cent doesn't like Diddy and why he's not cool with him. And to be fair, 50 Cent has been very consistent, right? For many years now, 50 Cent has been clowning, exposing Diddy for who he truly is. And here are some examples of 50 Cent actually talking about the kind of stuff that Diddy is involved in.
He says things, he doesn't even know what he's saying is like fruity.
Oh, right. Incense is going off.
When Incense people say gone. That to me, I get a little uncomfortable. I get uncomfortable. Like he said something to me one time, a long time ago, at Chris Lighty's wedding. He told me he'd take me shopping. I looked at him like, what'd you just say? Let me move, man, before I do something. You're going to make me mess up the wedding.
Oh, that's a nice gesture.
Let's Let me get out of No, dude, take me. That's what a guy says to him.
I have 50 about that. And he said you did the same thing to him. You asked him to take him shopping.
Yeah, I thought he needed some clothes. What? I'm a nice guy.
I didn't do nothing Puffy did. Yeah, no, it was just so excitement. It's so much excitement that there was no reason for me to put something in our drink.
Oh, my God.
I need you to remember. I need you to remember this.
The foundation.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I told you I jump around. That's why I don't be going to them puffy parties. They can hug you from the front and the back at the same time. What the fuck you talking about? Look, if you're into that, I'm fine with it. To each his own. I'm just saying this ain't my motherfucking kind of party. I like it. It's uncomfortable. I think I belong in the girls' bathroom. And shit like that is going on.
So as you guys saw in those assortment of clips, 50 Cent has been very consistent in his criticisms when it comes to Diddy. And the whole time, he was warning us about how Diddy likes to get down. So he clearly knew what was up with this guy. So with 50 clowning Diddy, I believe that it's justified for many reasons. So the number one reason why it's justified is the gatekeeping, right? Now, gatekeeping is a low down, foul thing to do. And I personally can't stand gatekeepers and people that engage in that kind of behavior. But it is something that is prevalent in many different industries, especially in the different aspects of the entertainment industry. It's a common practice. Now, people try to use the machine and the system to try to suppress another person because A, they either don't like that person, or that person maybe is not aligned with their views, or they feel threatened by that person potentially one day overshadowing them or doing better than them. So they try to keep that person down. And if you saw in the Instagram post that 50 Cent was making, he even threw Jay-Z into the mix, posting a picture of Jay-Z on a milk carton. So when we discuss gatekeeping, and I remember I did an episode about this too, but Jay-Z also tried to block 50 Cent from performing at the Super Bowl in 2022. Now, it was Eminem that had to step in, right, and said, I'm not going to do the Super Bowl if 50 Cent can't do the show. Now, of course, the NFL wanted Eminem to do the Super Bowl. He's one of, if not the most, commercially successful hip-hop artist of all time. So Eminem had to be there, right? So that defaulted to 50 Cent also having to be there. Now, Jay-Z tried to save face by saying that it was people in the NFL that didn't want 50 Cent to be there, but that turned out to be a lie. It was Jay that didn't want 50 Cent to be there because he, like Diddy, feel threatened by him, right? And they also don't like the fact that 50 Cent doesn't really kiss up to them the way these other artists do, right? And they probably just feel threatened by the fact that 50 Cent has more charisma than them. Now, what I find to be very interesting is that especially in the past few years now, Diddy and Jay-Z, they've been talking really pro-Black, talking about Black businesses and trying to support Black businesses. But these are guys who gatekeep and try to keep 50 Cent down. And it actually took Eminem, a Caucasian man, to have to step in, right? And he's the one that gave 50 Cent a real opportunity at success in the music industry, and is also the one that pushed for him to be a performer at the Super Bowl. So it just goes to show that you can't solely look at everything through a racial lens. But anyways, back to the topic at hand, right? Diddy tried to flex and big time 50 Cent by not signing him, right? 50 Cent is trying to come up, and Diddy is wasting the guy's time by meeting with him with having no intention of signing the dude. And for Diddy to act like he can't sign him for moral reasons is really just laughable, considering a lot of the filth that he's been involved with, allegedly. So yeah, it's understandable why 50 would hold some animosity. Now, even though you might have seen moments where, you know, 50 was playing nice with him or being cordial, that's just industry politics. He's playing the game. And you see this being done all the time. How many times in the workplace or at school have you seen two people who you know don't really like each other and they don't even really get along, but they act like they're cool? It's fake, but it's all about playing the game. It is what it is. But you best believe that even though 50 Cent was playing cordial, he was definitely taking notes on Diddy. And another reason why I think that he's right to do what he's doing is that, you know, Diddy violated one of the biggest unwritten codes. You don't deal with another man's ex. Now, this particular behavior I find to be very peculiar. And I'm probably going to do an episode on the whole Drake, Future, Kendrick Lamar, and Rick Ross beef and discuss it in greater detail there, right? But just generally speaking, I find that there are some guys who are such losers and they are so sick and perverse that they only want to be with a woman solely because of the man that she was previously dealing with. Now, I don't know if that behavior, I don't know if it's rooted in jealousy or if it's some kind of strange homoerotic fetish thing. I don't know what it is. In the case of Diddy, it might be both, but I have no doubt in my mind that Diddy only wanted to pursue a relationship with Daphne Joy strictly because that was 50 Cent's ex and his baby mother, right? And Daphne, she is someone who is probably obsessed with 50 Cent, and she's also angry with him for whatever reason, right? And she knows that he doesn't like Diddy and they don't really get along like that. So in an effort to be vindictive, she also chose, you know, to be in this kind of weird dynamic with Diddy just to spite 50 Cent, right? And I believe that it was both of their ways of really just trying to flex on him and try to get even with him. But again, I just find this whole behavior to be weird. If there was a woman, right? And I'm just speaking personally now. If there was a woman and I knew the guy, right, or the guys, plural, that she's been with or has been with in the past, whether I'm friends with those guys or I'm not friends with them, if I just know of them, I would be so disgusted to deal with her on any type of level. I personally just couldn't do it, right? So you guys remember that Ray J song he had, you know, I Hit It First, you know, that he released just to like really clown Kanye West? I would never be cool with the idea of another dude knowing me and having that kind of leverage over me that he hit a woman first. I'm just not cool with it. I'm not doing it. And this is what I don't get about Hollywood and the entertainment industry, is that these guys have money, they have status, and they have access to a bunch of women, but they still choose to date within the same circle and date these same passarounds. And I've always just found that to be weird. I can't imagine walking into a party or being in a space with a girl by my side and seeing that there are guys there who bedded her, right? It's just uncomfortable for me. Like, there's just no way in hell that I would be cool with that. I'm not doing it. So, but not to digress, but this whole situation, it really just shows four things. Number one, it shows that Diddy is a simp, right? He felt inferior to 50, so he felt that this is something that he had to do, right? 50 got with Daphne off of his game, and her wanting to genuinely be with him And they even had a kid together. And then you as Diddy, you're going to go and pay for bedroom fun by this type of woman? It just goes to show you that money, fame, and status, it means nothing without having actual game, you know, whether that's inner game or external game, and knowing how to deal with women, right? If you lead with these superficial external things, then you won't ever really be able to experience a woman having genuine burning desire for you. Now, if Diddy just wants to spend his money and trick on women, then that's one thing. But he could have done that with practically any woman. Why did he specifically choose a woman that 50 Cent used to be with and that he had a kid with? It just goes to show how much of a simp he actually is. And number two, it just goes to show the difference between when a woman has genuine burning desire for a man versus when a guy is just paying for it. And number three, it goes to show that there really isn't much of a difference in behavior between a jealous man and a vindictive woman. They're both driven by the same feminine emotions. And in this case, right, they had a common enemy that they wanted to get back at. So with Diddy having a history of pulling all this BS on 50, it's no surprise that 50 now wants to troll him mercilessly on Instagram and social media. And now he's even going at Daphne Joy too. So she was clearly mentioned in the documents as being hired by Diddy for bedroom fun, right? And then when he calls her out on it and clowns her for it, she wants to self-victimize, and she even went as far as to falsely accuse 50 Cent of rape. Like, just cut it out. You had an arrangement with Diddy, and that information was made public. Now that you've been exposed, you want to play the victim instead of actually taking accountability for your poor decision-making. Like, just cut it out. Stop it. You're embarrassing yourself, and you're going to take away from the real victims of rape and SA who are often marginalized and ignored due to the ones such as Daphne who just go out there making false accusations. So 50 Cent wants to get sole custody of his child. And you know what? He should. He should fight to get sole custody of his son. If she's going to do something this irresponsible, right, then by all means, go for it. Why should he spend money on child support to her when she's behaving irresponsibly, when he can take sole custody of the kid and give the kid a better life than what she's doing? So having said all this, I believe that 50's trolling towards Diddy, it is completely warranted and it is justified. Now, one thing that I'm going to say is I personally don't ever pray or wish for anyone's downfall. But if a person is my enemy and they're experiencing a downfall of any sort, then you better believe I will celebrate it, I will rejoice in it, and if I'm in the position to, I might even decide to add insult to injury. I might not, right? But I get why 50 is doing what he's doing. And I see people in the comment section on Instagram, you know, saying that 50 Cent is wrong and that he needs to ease up on him. Now, me personally, I'm of a different opinion. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to create this video just to give some context to why 50 Cent is doing what he's doing, because I agree with his actions. Now, we'll have to see how this whole Diddy situation plays out. And I'll definitely be doing an episode breaking things down further just as we start to get more concrete details, because right now the information is all over the place. We're hearing a lot of different things, but it just seems like more of the information is just coming out all at once, but it's not really clear where the investigation is going, where the investigation is at, whether or not there's any actual tangible charges that will be filed against him. So I just want more information to come out so I can do a solid episode breaking everything down in an organized and structured fashion, right? But one thing that I will say is that where there is smoke, there is fire, right? And that 50 Cent has been in this industry for over 20 years. So I'm sure he's privy to information that will soon be made available to the public if it hasn't already. But I think we need to pay close attention to what's out there because the truth might be unraveling. We'll see. Everything's alleged as of right now. but the truth might be unfolding before our very eyes. So we need to pay close attention to that. And shout out to 50 Cent for at least having the courage to troll him. Because there's people who are silent, who are saying nothing, but at least he's coming out saying something. So I respect him for that. And like I was saying all throughout this video, everything is fair game. But that's all I got for you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel. You guys can follow me and the podcast on social media. And you guys can also check out my books. The link will be in the description as well as pinned in the comments. Until next time.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle, available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.